tomorrow. That's right. It's 4:07 in the afternoon. How you doing, everybody? Hey, I'm Ann Eller, right here with the one and only Jim Medford from out there at the Links of Stony Point. How you doing today, Jim?
Outstanding, Ann. You're looking hot as usual.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. You know, I just am so glad that you're going to take this time to sit down and tell us what is going on with this Health Classic, Self-Regional Health Classic, and the Symetra Tour. This is a really big deal for Greenwood.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think it's taken some time to really put in perspective how this is really going to put us all on the map. You know, when you sit there and now have national television from the Golf Channel doing highlights from Greenwood, South Carolina, to have 144 LPGA players here, to have 17 Hall of Famers from the LPGA all come to Greenwood, it's really hard to wrap around that. But we're having fun with it.
Did you think that it could be when you first started down this trek? When I first got to know you after you bought Stony Point, one of the things you wanted was to have a big tournament there. Well, you went for a big one, Jim.
Yeah. What's the motto that we've been quoted on? Go big or go home, right?
Yes.
So we've been trying to go big, and this is very big. We're the only, can you imagine, as big of golf state as South Carolina, we're the only LPGA event scheduled in South Carolina is right here in our backyard in Greenwood, South Carolina. And when you look at, we've been contacted by every major news station in Greenville, Spartanburg, Columbia, Asheville, along with all of the local advertising we're doing. There's about $500,000 in advertising that's being blanketed from Charlotte all the way down towards the coast about this tournament. So it's exciting. And it's exciting, I think, for all of Greenwood, all of the Lakelands area of Greenwood, because this is pulling from a very, very large area.
You know, one of the questions I would have for you, Jim, how are you going to handle all the people coming in? Because it's literally pretty much a whole week of people, and motel rooms and everything are at a premium.
Yeah, that's the biggest challenge. The economic impact is estimated to be well over $2 million, approaching $3 million. We're taking up every hotel room in Greenwood, Abbeville, Clinton, and we have residents in Stony Point and some of the other communities like Grand Harbor and Puckett's Ferry.
This sounds like the Masters.
It is that. It is that in our own area.
Right.
But we're housing over 100 players in individual homes just because there are not enough hotel rooms to go around. So it is a big deal. And the restaurants, we hope, will benefit from this. There's a lot of events planned in Uptown Greenwood during the evening. Because, again, we're expecting crowds in excess of $10,000 or 10,000 people during that week.
And they're going to have something to do.
Yes, they're going to have something to do. And one of those things they're going to be doing is eating Mother's Day brunch. And the largest Mother's Day brunch being held in South Carolina will be in Greenwood, South Carolina. We're anticipating serving over 5,000 beautiful mothers Mother's Day brunch because that's the final day of the tournament.
Wow.
And mother gets to see it for free.
Wow, that's huge. And you've had to make some changes out there at the Links. What have you been doing?
We have invested significantly yet again at the Links at Stony Point. We have a beautiful new pro shop that will be finished by next week. We've converted our existing pro shop into a Scottish Irish pub that will be finished by Masters Week, April 4th, because we have the big Capsagel tournament being hosted out there for Masters Week. We have bought a home that we've converted into the Lynx Cottage, which will be the media headquarters during the tournament, kind of like our own butler's cabin, if you will. We've redone every sand trap on the course. We're planting over 100 mature trees, and we're still adding more azaleas and dogwoods, if you can imagine, out there.
I can't imagine it, Jim. Are there any left anywhere else in the state or in the South here?
We've been very popular with the the nurseries in the Southeast in the last couple of years, but this year being no exception.
So what is the timetable on the azaleas? Will they be in full bloom in May?
You know, that's a question for the good Lord above, Ann. We've had such unique weather over the last few weeks. You know, this week it's supposed to be in the 70s all week. Maybe one day of rain, which we surely don't need. Normally, you know, this tournament's the first week in May. Mm-hmm. So, God willing, it should be right at peak, which is one of the reasons we chose the week we did, was to showcase how beautiful Greenwood is, you know, that time of year.
Well, what made you interested in the Symetra Tour to begin with?
Well, we were approached. Actually, they went through the Greenwood Tourism Board. A big shout out to Kelly McWhorter and Lindsay Burns, who were
that
at a
speed date that Lindsay had, right?
Lindsay was speed dating with various sporting groups as far as bringing sporting events to Greenwood, because it does bring a lot of tourism and economic dollars to the area. And the LPGA happened to stop and talk with Lindsay and the Symetra Tour, which is their developmental tour, just like the Web.com tour is for the men that Ben Martin played on last year before he got his PGA card back. And by the way, Ben finished third. Congratulations, Ben Martin.
Absolutely.
In the PGA Tour out in Puerto Rico. But they wanted two questions. Is there a course capable of housing something like this? And you know, when you pay Lindsay Burns a dollar for, you know, benefits, you know, she mentioned Links of Stony Point.
That's all it took, right?
That was it. You know, just a little dollar, and that, you know, I'm just kidding, but she mentioned us, and we were very honored by that. The next biggest question is there enough sponsorships, enough companies of any scale that could sponsor a tournament like this? Because, Ann, this is costing us well over $1 million to put on this tournament for this 1 week.
Wow.
So it's a big undertaking, and but we jumped in with both feet, and that's how we do things, and we're glad we did, and we're now
getting a lot of support throughout the community. Aren't
oh my
you?
God, my God! It's been probably the biggest thrill of my life is just getting around talking with various businesses here, and seeing the whole community come together to. And be excited about this and look forward to this. So, we're, you know, that's what's driving us is the excitement that it's creating around our area, plus the fact that we'll be generating and be able to give back close to $300,000 to local charities geared towards women's health and women's causes. So you want to talk about a game changer for our area? Being able to give back $300,000 every year for the next 10 years, because we have a 10-year contract to host this tournament, that's a big game changer for our area. And the economic impact, if it's you know between $2 and $3 million for the next 10 years,
that's huge.
That's really the driver for what we're doing.
It's a good thing you sold your business, retired, so you'd have time to work on this, Jim. I don't know how you would have done it any other way.
Well, we do have a good group of volunteers that are helping, but it's a good thing I sold my business because in case I fall short on the money, we're going to need it to kick it in. But
I don't think that'll happen, Jim.
But anyway, it's a big investment on a lot of people's part, not only time and energy and passion, but there's a financial obligation that goes along with this too. But we know it's the right thing to do, and we're confident that it will work out for everybody.
Yes. So we are here with the one and only Jim Mefford. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, having a good time talking about some of the things that are going on out there at the links. Of course, Jim Mefford, He's just an awesome person, and you have really come and made Greenwood your home, and you have done so much for this community in so many different ways. I mean, just the Boy Scouts a few weeks ago, and then, of course, there was the James Medford Center out there at Piedmont Tech. Jim Medford, you and Denise do so much for our community here.
Well, thank you, Anne. It's a humbling experience. And please don't advertise that too much, because I'm almost tapped out. For this.
Okay. If anybody's looking for any donations, he's done.
I'm done with the naming events.
Okay, all right. Yeah. But still, Jim, you have done so much for our community.
Thank you.
And you're a motivator to other people to get involved and do things. And I think that's a big thing in today's world.
I appreciate that.
It's tough to get people to step up and do things. But one of the things that you are going to have on the that week, I mean, you've got a whole week of events planned.
Yes. Yeah, it's truly starts Monday, May 5th, and it doesn't end until Sunday, May 11th in the evening when the final putt drops. And we've got something literally going on every aspect. There are some unique things that are happening. First of all, we have three different levels of pro-ams because we wanted to have something that anybody who ever wanted to play inside the ropes with one of the professionals that are here, I wanted them to have that chance. Because if you've never done that, never experienced it, you need to. I've been had the honor and privilege to do that a few times on the PGA Tour, and it's priceless.
Does it make you feel stupid?
No, it's a little bit of pressure when you're standing on a tee and there's a gallery on either side down the fairway, and you know you shank it like a shank eponymous, and you're hoping you got enough insurance to cover what might happen. But it's so thrilling to. I mean, it's one thing to watch it on TV, to even go down and see a tournament live, and you're sitting three or four or five people back from the ropes, and you kind of see part of a shot, and you just ooh and ah. But when you're standing there right next to them and you're playing and they're your partner and you're watching them play, it's a phenomenal experience. So we have on Monday, May 5th, we have a pro-am that is geared for just three guys, three gals, or any combination thereof that just want to play in a pro-am with one of these talented young ladies that come in. And we have that, and that's a $1,500 pro-am. It's for three amateurs playing with one professional. You get lunch. You get each amateur gets a $200 gift voucher to be used at our merchandise tent, which is sponsored by TaylorMade and Adidas. So it's got all the newest and greatest equipment in there. And then when you're done playing, the legends of golf arrive that evening, that late afternoon, early evening. And you'll have a one-hour session to get some autographs and meet and talk with the legends of golf. And these are the Betsy Kings, the Beth Daniels, the Jan Stevensons to you guys out there.
Oh, let's see Jan Stevenson. Let's roll back here now.
Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about with
you guys.
Jan Stevenson. But there are some really talented ladies, and they will be there. And then on Tuesday, for the discriminating golfer,
yes,
a much higher pro-am, you get to play with one of the legends of golf, one LPGA player, and two amateurs, but that's $10,000. You get to enjoy that day. You still get the $200 voucher, each amateur, but you also get to go to the pairing party Tuesday night where all 17 legends will be there dancing the night away. Jan Stevenson does have a couple of spots to left on her dance card if you jump in early.
Talk to Jim first.
Yes. I will be the gatekeeper to Jan. You have 144 LPGA players there. We're going to have Ashby Stokes and Jake Bartley and Taylor Stokes playing the drums. We're going to have a wine tasting, a gourmet beer tasting, and appetizers to highlight our Southern heritage, all going on Tuesday night. Our Congressman Jeff Duncan will be probably in attendance either Tuesday night or Wednesday night. On Wednesday, we have another round of pro-ams, and this is for three amateurs and an LPGA player. You get to go to the Tuesday party the night before again, what I just described. But you also get some advertising if you're a small company or a company of any size. It's a $5,000 expense to play in the Pro-Am, but you get a lot of advertising that goes along with that, and you get to enjoy everything that I described that's involved in the $10,000 Pro-Am. So we have a $1,500 Pro-Am, a $5,000 Pro-Am, and a $10,000 Pro-Am. And then ultimately a dance with Jan Stevenson, which is priceless. So
price to be determined.
Price to be determined. Market bearing.
There you go. Well, that's going to be pretty good. And you're also going to have Senator Lindsey Graham there.
As of Friday when I saw Lindsey with you there, I was getting that's their session their week, and he's trying to do it, but it depends on what they're voting on on the Hill. And because Lindsey doesn't miss too many Pro-Am opportunities. So Lindsey said, I'm in. His handler said, well, Senator, we got voting going on, so we need to think about that. So I'm hoping, knows? Yeah. It's an election year, though, and Lindsey's got his hands full right now. So I'm sure he's not going to miss an opportunity to be in front of that kind of a crowd.
Yeah, of course. Well, when he got that call from John McCain there Friday.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah.
You know what that was? That was his dry cleaning was ready.
Oh, yeah. Probably. That's what I figured. Or he had one of his help in the back there.
Yeah, she was dialing his phone so he could say, oh, that was John McCain. I'll have to call you back.
Yeah.
That was impressive, though.
That was fun. But, yeah. So this is, you're going to have some really big people coming in. You've got some tremendous sponsors on this, too. I mean, people have really stepped up here in Greenwood.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, Self Regional, of course.
Yeah, our title sponsor, my God, I cannot forget. The Self Regional Foundation is our title sponsor, and a good part of the proceeds go back to the hospital's foundation to work on the neonatal clinic. They're going to have their mobile health unit van out there all week. So any lady, whether you're a volunteer, a spectator, come out for Mother's Day brunch, you will get a free health screening from the health van there. So we're excited about that.
It's huge.
So we're excited about that because when it comes to healthcare, mother or the lady of the house is usually the one that provides the healthcare. And she takes care of her family and always leaves herself for last.
That's
so
right.
This week, we're putting mom and all ladies out front. This is all about the spirit of women this week.
Sure. And that's why it's called the
Women's Health Classic.
There you go.
Self-Regional Foundation Women's Health Classic.
So that's a mouthful, but certainly puts the emphasis on women because quite often if a guy's sick or something, you better go. And a woman will say the same thing, I should go, but I don't have time.
Right. And, of course, if you're at my house when I'm sick, I'm on death's doorstep. And, and Denise is, they're taking care of me. When Denise is sick, I will ask her if I can get her anything as I'm walking out the door. So, anyway.
A real help.
That's usually how us guys roll. I'm not condoning it, but that's usually what happens in a normal household.
Sure.
The other thing that we've got going on that's pretty exciting is the youth golf clinic. We're going to have all middle schoolers from District 50, 51, and 52, all the Greenwood school districts, they're going to use it as a field trip. They're busing them to Deer Creek.
Wow.
Golf.
They just opened back
just
up
Just opened
again.
Back. Yep, Tommy Penley. Range, Tommy Penley and his group. We're very excited about partnering with Tommy and the Deer Creek because he's got a great facility out there to host this youth golf clinic. So we got to control the numbers to around 400 to 500 kids.
So you're going to bring them out in groups?
Coming out in groups. And it may be just the oldest class in the middle school. And then the younger ones have something to look forward to if we pull this off right. So when they get off the bus, there'll be 100 of the, because we got the Pro-Am also going on Monday at the same time. There'll be 100 of the LPGA players there waiting to greet them. The Women's Leadership Council of Greenwood is also volunteering to
there.
The Stony Point Ladies Golf Association is also going to be out there. So there should be 1 to 2 adults for every 10 middle schoolers there. They will get to learn to putt, chip, and drive. And then Denise and I bought these two interactive games called Quick Golf, geared to get young people interested in golf because it's a more aerobic game that they play. They will get a snack. They will get a little gift bag with like a Lynx, a Stony Point logo golf ball, some tees, a towel.
But so when they start thinking about golf, they'll think of the Lynx at Stony Point.
That's some minimal advertising there, yes, Ann. That's what we're trying to do there.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I may have mumbled that too quickly. I would not repeat the word. But the other thing they're going to get is because TaylorMade is stepped up, and we're going to have clubs, golf clubs for the size of the average middle schooler, and each child leaves with their own souvenir golf club.
Wow.
So
impressive.
We're excited about that. That's Monday afternoon on May 5th. The other thing that's pretty exciting is what we're really doing for the local charities, and we do have a list.
And we'll be back. We're going to join the news in progress. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller here with the awesome Jim Medford, just looking at all the things coming up. You know, one of the questions that came in, Jim, is how much are gallery tickets? If somebody wants to be able to go out there, how are you working it?
Yeah, the tickets, Ann, are $5. It's 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 7th through the 11th, right?
Right, yep.
That's the actual tournament itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $5 for adults, or you can buy a four-day pass for $15. So there's
Excuse me?
Yes.
Excuse me? I don't think I heard that right.
Yes, you did, Ann.
$5?
$5 for an individual day, or $15 for all four. So obviously there's a discount for buying a four-day pass.
And you're going to be overrun out there, Jim.
Well, and then the other thing is children 12 and under enter free. That's an LPGA requirement, so we're excited about that. We're going to have parking established. The city of Greenwood and county of Greenwood have really stepped up to be a part and help with this. So there will be free parking at the Civic Center, the Burton Center, and we're working out other remote parking areas close by. No parking is going to be more than 5 miles away from the course, and we're offering free shuttle services to come right into the tournament.
Wow.
So you can park your car, get on a free shuttle. We're working it so the shuttles are running about every 10 to 12 minutes, so there won't be a long wait to get there or to get back to your car whenever you want to leave. You can buy tickets either at the Chamber here in town or soon to be online. Our website is getting ready to come up.
Okay.
Or just to call out or come out to Stony Point and get your tickets. Or you can buy them as you get off the shuttle bus. We'll have people there selling the tickets as you come on in. So you can just buy them the day of the tournament. So that's how the tickets are. And I will say this, the ticket price, the ticket revenue is going to be donated to the Stony Point Property Owners Association for the because all of those homeowners are giving up a lot of freedom for the week while that tournament's going on, and they're going to be investing that money to help build a new community pool out there. So we're happy to support endeavor as well. So that's what the ticket money's for. But everything else that we're raising through sponsorships and everything else that goes on is going to be more than a third of all that money is going to some very, very noteworthy charities. And the way we work that is I formed a independent committee to make those challenging decisions because there are so many worthy causes out there. And so the first year, because we're doing this for the next 10 years, so we're going to be using the Greenwood Community Foundation as the source to disperse all of the. And we're on track to be between $250,000 and $300,000 right now to go to charitable contributions. And So Mark Casper of the Greenwood Community Foundation is chairing that committee. Fran Wiley from Piedmont Tech is on that. Denise Manley from United Way is on that. And then we have representatives from each of the Lakeland counties, because we're trying to make this truly a Lakeland's event as well. So some of the charities that we have selected are Women in Unity in Edgefield, Meg's House here in Greenwood, A Place for Us here in Greenwood, Beyond Abuse here in Greenwood, in Lawrence, a Safe Home, in McCormick, McCormick Children's Home, in Newberry, Sexual Trauma Services of the Midlands, and in Saluda, MK Inc., which provides after-school programs in that area. So this is the charities that the committee has selected to benefit, and they will come see them because we have a tent for them, a booth for them, to pass out literature on what were the services they're providing to our communities at the tournament as well. But they will financially benefit from this.
You know, that's going to be a huge amount of dollars to these, then, to $250,000, $300,000. That's going to be where they will be able to do something substantial with these donations.
Yeah, you know, Denise and I, we've worked with some of these in the past, and they all provide services, and you know, many of these are living week to week, month to month, just to continue to fund, you know, providing the services that they do. So to be able to write a meaningful check for right. some of these is the equivalent of almost their annual operating budget. So we're very excited about that, because at the end of the day, that's really what this is all about. We want to leave a lasting thumbprint. We're trying to put, and I think we are working very diligently to help put us all on the map on a national scene as well as in a much broader regional basis, to leave a lasting thumbprint with the economic impact that we provide our businesses here during the week, but also a much longer impact with the charities that are benefiting from this for the next 10 years. So, you know,
you know, as they're coming into town, going down the bypass, there will be a stop right here at Sharp Facets, correct?
Yes.
I mean, I hope so.
Yes. Mother's Day brunch. Part of it will be they have to swing by your gallery for jewelry first before they come in and get to eat free.
Okay. All right. There you go. I knew we could make something
we'll
come together.
We'll make something
here.
Happen.
Exactly.
But it's exciting. We have a lot of momentum going on in Greenwood, and you know, we've got Colgate-Palmolive coming. They're already starting to recruit for employment as we speak. They're looking to hire 300 to 400 people out there, I understand. We've got two other large businesses that are getting ready to hopefully announce that will be game changers for our area. And Publix, you know, getting ready to open up.
Getting close.
I mean... You know, every time you turn around, we've lived here now for 15 years, and when you drive down the bypass and see all the various different establishments that have opened up since we've been here, and I know many people have lived here all their lives, I mean, it's mind-boggling what we have going on, and we hope, in a small way, it's events like what we're doing that continues to help put Greenwood on the map as far as the activities to do besides just work and live, you know, live here, so...
Well, you know, you certainly took on a big one, a big bite of the apple here, and you certainly have made it come together as we know you would. But how big is the purse that these girls are going to be competing for?
We are the largest purse on their tour.
How did that happen, Jim?
Yeah, you know, it's the go big or go home, right?
Yeah.
So I asked the question, what was the average purse on tour, and I doubled it. And we're contractually bound to be the largest purse on the tour for the next 10 years. So that was a risky move.
So somebody could put a lot of pressure on you, Jim.
Yes, they could if they step up. I'm
right.
All for competition. Bring it on. But what's exciting about this, so it's $200,000. The winner gets over $30,000.
Okay.
And what happens is normally they have to, there's 20 stops on this tour, and the top 10 get their LPGA card for next year. Whoever wins our tournament automatically gets their LPGA Tour card.
Wow.
The other thing we're doing, Ann, is we came up with a little marketing gem of our own, you know, on the PGA
gem.
Tour.
Okay.
Yes.
Gem, okay. You were going it here. Go ahead.
Yeah, on the PGA Tour.
You were buying diamonds for all of them?
Yes.
Excellent,
yes,
Jim.
Yes.
There you go.
That's okay. Why I'm here at the greatest wholesale jeweler in town.
Okay.
But anyway, they have... The PGA Tour, they have the FedEx Cup, where they have the season long, where you win $10 million annuity. On the Senior Tour, they have the Charles Schwab Cup. Well, guess what? We have the Lynx Cup. So if they were to win our tournament, which is first, then they travel to Asheville, North Carolina, for their next stop after us. If they win that, then they end up in Charlotte before they move up the coast. If a player wins all three Carolina tournaments,
yes,
they will get a $1 million annuity. So wow. If you look at what the top money winners on the LPGA Tour, number one was $1.8 million last year. A player could win $1.1 by being in our event and winning the other two that come after it and win the Lynx Cup, sponsored by the Lynx at Stony Point, insured by Independent Office Insurances of America, IOA. But anyway, it's exciting. And what's also exciting is there's no LPGA Tour event the week of ours. And the LPGA allows their players to play in three Symetra Tour events a year. So, Ann, which one do you think an LPGA player might play? The one with the largest purse? The one that could win them $1.1 million?
This is a difficult question. I'll try to get the right answer.
And there's one more. And there's no conflict on their regular tour, so they're off this week anyway.
So guess where they're going to be? At the Lynx.
Yeah, we believe that we'll have a lot of regular LPGA Tour players here playing that week as well. So we try to do everything to make this an over-the-top event to really highlight who we are here in the Greenwood and Lakeland area of South Carolina.
Well, I remember interviewing, I mean, it is phenomenal, but I remember interviewing, I think his name was Mike, and he was talking about how the grass has to be a certain way, all these things. You've had to take on a lot of additional expense out there at the Lynx just to be able to comply with all their standards.
Yeah. Their standards are minor. It's only a 140-page operational manual that we had to go through. We've invested in probably $500,000 into the golf course, if you can imagine, because we've put a lot into
it. Right, when you bought it.
In the 5 years that we've now owned it, we're going on our fifth year. But we've raised the bar, and I encourage you to, when we're going to have a tough day tournament the Monday after the day that they leave, so that would be Monday, May 12th, when the bleachers and everything are still up and all the things that we have. We're going to have bleachers out there. We've got huge tents out there. We have a 60-foot scoreboard that Piedmont Technical College is building for us. It's going to have the look and feel as it should, because we are their major on their tournament. And ironically, I have to do a video this week to send out. The LPGA wanted me to do a video to explain to all the players all that we have going on so that they can be mentally prepared when they come up to play.
Well, with what you're offering, their competition is going to be fierce for them to compete for what the dollars and to go on to the next and the next. I mean, you know, there's going to be mentally really some pressure on these players to play well.
What a career change it is for one of these ladies, if it happens to be a Symetra Tour player. So your ultimate goal, just like our Ben Martin was, is to be a regular player on the PGA. Well, they want to be a regular player on the LPGA. And in this 1 week, this one tournament,
everything
can change for them. And that we're excited about that. And the players are extremely excited. I have two sponsors' exemptions that we can put out there. And I've had over 50 requests already for those two players' exemptions. By the way, I'm letting the LPGA make the decision on who the two.
You're not going to do that.
Yeah, and there are requirements. You have to have a no more than a +2 handicap, and there are several other requirements to get the player's exemption. So, Ann,
yes.
I know you're wanting to get in this to win the money, but
right.
you have to
I'm
meet,
out, huh?
You have to meet certain criteria, and you may be able to do it. I don't know.
I don't think so. But I'm going to be enjoying being there and being able to talk to people and just be part of the whole field. So it's pretty exciting. Now, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we will wrap this up and give you all a lot more details. So don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, I was just asking Jim about the two gals that came. In fact, you see them in all the commercials and everything, carrying a big stick. Sometimes you got to carry a big stick.
Walk and softly and carry a big stick.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And, of course, Stephanie Canoa, she was on The Big Break.
Yeah, she was on the last two seasons of The Big Break, Big Break NFL, where she partnered with Al DeGreco, the old field goal kicker. I shouldn't say old, because she's now dating his son.
Oh.
She's in a relationship with Al DeGreco's son. They met taping The Big Break. And then prior to that, she was Big Break Mexico, I believe. And they've asked her to come back this fall. And so she will be a three-peater on The Big Break show. So Stephanie, and we're, the Links of Stony Point is sponsoring Stephanie on tour this year, so we're excited. She's going to be here during Masters Week. She's going to be out at Wesley Commons, one of our sponsors, doing a photo shoot and commercial and meeting with the residents out there.
They'll like that.
Yeah, she's going to go by the hospital and visit some of the patients. She's going to be working with us at the big Capsugel tournament we have for them every year. She's going to be positioned out at one of the par threes, playing each group that comes through for the Capsugel tournament. But the other girl, J. Marie Green, 19-year-old, she's the one that's in the brown outfit. She went to Q School in December and won Q School by a record 10 shots. That little 19-year-old, J. Marie Green, who is a real sweetheart, is now on the LPGA Tour full-time.
Wow.
So We had some exciting times, and they're all going to be here that week.
So if you are seeing those commercials on cable, you'll have to check out. And, of course, now Stephanie will be here during the tournament.
Yes, and Jay Marie is probably going to be here as well.
Too? Yeah. Oh, okay, great. Because it's a non-LPGA tour week.
Right.
So she could be competing here.
Yep, and she's had a chance to play the course, and she wants to see herself on 27 billboards and all the television commercials and the newspaper ads. They're celebrities, and they don't even know it yet that's going on. So
they'll be going around clicking all of them and posting them on Facebook and Twitter and everything. Well, that is pretty awesome. So, again, if people want to get tickets now for the gallery, they can get them only $5. Are you sure about this, Jim?
I'm positive. We want to encourage everybody to come out and be a part of this. So you can get them at the chamber office.
Okay.
You can get them at Links at Stony Point. Or the easiest thing to do is purchase them as you get ready to come into the tournament. We'll have them right there.
You're not going to cut people off and say we got too many people out
there? No, we're not going to do that at all. We hope to have well over 10,000 people in attendance. And what an exciting, we have bleachers set up. Oh, by the way, Ann, we're collaborating with some other Lakeland area restaurants to provide food during this tournament. So if you're a big fan of Grits and Groceries, they're going to be part of the Mother's Day brunch.
Okay.
They're also going to be serving food on the back nine during the tournament.
I thought you said something like that, yes.
Yep. Steamers out of Clinton is going to be part of the Mother's Day brunch and also providing food out on the course. Lee's Big Butt Barbecue will be there, out there as well. And then our own chefs. So Mother's Day brunch is going to be spectacular. It's going to be in this huge pavilion that's being erected. That's, from the same company that does the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
It will seat over 600 people. It has chandeliers hanging down in it. We're going to have air conditioning. We're going to have a lady playing harp. And then we'll have all the chefs working in collaborative to put on a spectacular Mother's Day brunch. But also during the week, you can get a lot of these great tasty items throughout the tournament. So we'll have food, we have beverages, we have bleachers. We have free parking, free shuttle bus, a reasonably priced ticket, so we hope everybody comes out and enjoys himself. And God willing, we'll have a spectacular Chamber of Commerce Day. So we need everybody to pray hard for great weather that week, so that all of our azaleas and dogwoods, even if you're not a golfer, you need to come out and just see Mother's Nature at its best.
Yeah, so. It is phenomenal. So as you go forth, you've still got a lot of planning and stuff to do. You've got it all pretty well laid out, but I guess you're going to be pretty darn busy here, Jim Medford.
Yeah, I have several volunteers that have stepped up and taken various chairs, whether it be housing, volunteers, where we need well over 400 volunteers to pull this off. I think we're at that, almost at that number now. Parking, logistics, trash pickup, all the beautiful porta potties that we'll have throughout the course, because you can never have enough bathrooms. So there is a million and one logistics, and I am very blessed and fortunate to have a great group of volunteers helping me pull this together, because it takes a lot of people to pull this off.
And this is the first really big tournament that's been had out there, right? You have tournaments.
Yeah,
all
we
the
have
time.
Tournaments. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. This is bigger than about any tournament Greenwood's ever had. Yeah. So not only the links at Stony Point, but in this area.
Exactly.
So
you going to have any famous men golfer there, or is it all going to be about the women?
No, we're going to have the. We have some pretty interesting VIPs coming in. We have the presidents of Pebble Beach Golf Course is coming out here to play in it. We have the owner of Sage Valley, Weldon Wyatt, is going to be up here playing in it. I have the CEOs of Merck Pharmaceuticals, the CEO of Pfizer Pharmaceutical.
Which one of those does the Viagra now?
Jeff told me it was Pfizer.
Okay, I was just checking, you know, because, know, I imagine people will be going up to him and asking him.
They will be passing out samples, I'm sure, throughout the tournament.
Probably.
But we do have a lot of our Greenwood Airport's going to see a lot of interesting corporate planes, I think, flying in. They're coming in to be there for the Tuesday Pro-Am and the parties that night. We have, obviously, the LPGA staff coming in. I think the commissioner of the LPGA will be also in attendance this week.
Wow.
Out here is what I've been told. You're going to have the writers from Golf Digest, Golf World, Golf Week. People from the Golf Channel will be here. So our area, our little area, is going to be a host to a lot of
media.
Pretty interesting people.
That's right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Now, the Golf Channel is going to be here. ESPN, or do they do any of this or not?
The only thing ESPN has, they may do some excerpt, updates. But our commercials are running on ESPN, ironically.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool to sit there. And if you have Northland Cable, CNN, ESPN, I mean, we have 150 spots on all of the regular programming of Northland Cable running our three different commercials. So, I mean, I was sitting at a local restaurant on Friday night to have dinner before a movie, and I look up, and there is our commercial running on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about TV, but when you see your own commercial running, it is pretty darn awesome. And
do you know diamonds? If you do, you shop sharp facets. If you don't, you should shop sharp facets.
There you go.
There you go, right there.
There you go. So,
that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. So, well, I am really glad that you were able to take some time and sit down and talk to about this. I hope we'll be able to have you on maybe one more time before everything comes to fore, and you can update us and let us know all the good things that are happening out there.
Well, Ann, it's always a pleasure being on your station. I have fun, and I enjoy it, and I thank you for having us, and you're welcome out anytime.
All right. Thank you so much. Jim Medford, that's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.